Hi, everyone, and welcome to American Truth Finders. I'm Neil Douglas, and I am your host for the show. And we have a great show lined up for you tonight. And in fact, a lot of you are not aware of what the topic is, and that's why we're doing this show tonight. And we have a great guest. Her name is Karen Schoen. Karen, are you with us? Karen, are you there?
Yes.
Well, we may have lost Karen. Are you there?
No, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. All right, great.
Okay, good. Anyway, yes, I am here, and thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for being so kind enough to – we had technical difficulties last time, and you were kind enough to come back and do the show for us this week, and we really appreciate it. I want to give out our phone number for our listeners. Our number is 888-627-6008. And I'm going to let you get a pencil and paper, and I'm going to repeat that again. It's 888-627-6008. And if you're online, of course, you're watching that and you see that number. So please remember this, ladies and gentlemen, this is such an important topic. No question is a dumb question. And I'm sure, Karen, you'll agree with me on that.
Absolutely.
This is just a tremendous, tremendous topic that I had been posting all the last couple of weeks that this is something that everybody's talking about Agenda 21. Well, I did that on purpose because the truth of the fact of the matter is they're not talking about Agenda 21. And there's a lot of people that have no clue, have no idea. And as far as they're concerned, Agenda 21 could be a new TV show. So we're going to try to set them straight tonight. Karen, before I do that, though, before we get started, I do want to say something. One of our friends from Facebook, her name is Deborah Cochran. I want to send this out for all of our friends to keep her in mind, keep her in your prayers. She got some very terrible news that her fiancé was told that he has less than a year to live because he's battling with cancer. And Deborah is just everybody's friend. And when you're on Facebook, I guess, you know, whether you agree or whether you don't agree, you definitely want to support them. So with that said, Deborah, I hope you don't mind me bringing that up, but I felt it was that important. Okay, Karen, let's get to some of your background, if you would. I'm going to let you. You're probably faster at it than I would be if I tried to read it. So give our listeners some of your background. Would you do that for me?
Sure. I was a child of the baby boomer, so I am a baby boomer. And in the 60s, I was educated as a teacher in New York State in Oswego. And that was when they changed the name from Teachers College to SUNY University, and that was done for a reason which we'll talk about later. I taught in New York City, on Long Island, and in New York City for quite some time. I have a master's degree in liberal studies, and I guess today it would probably be called progressivism, but back then it was still called liberal. And I attended for postgraduate, and I was going for my doctorate, and I did a lot of classes at the New School of Social Research in New York City in Greenwich Village, which is really where I learned about all of this stuff. So I refused to write my thesis because if I had to write my thesis, what I would have had to do was support communism, and I didn't want to do that. So what we are experiencing today is not anything new, and that's why I'm telling you this. This is not a new topic. This is an age-old topic.
1992, am I correct? Is this how far back we go with this?
Well, actually, it's built on something that goes back even further than that, and it goes back really to the turn of the century when the plan was put in motion. It is a plan that the elite banking cartels, I guess that's about the way to describe them, which were comprised largely of the financiers in Europe and in America, and the names like Rockefeller and Carnegie and Rothschild and Morgan and Stanley and all of these other groups and the monarchy got together, and they decided that they would like to have a one-world government with a new world order. And at that time, they wanted it headed by the League of Nations, but when that didn't work out, they dreamed of the United Nations. And all of what we have been experiencing over the last century is the moving forward to that goal. And Agenda 21 was the modern version, and it's a plan that is 340 pages long, 40 chapters. That is a plan that will control and inventory every aspect of human activity.
Everything. Absolutely. Not to interrupt you, I do have that book, and I have to tell you something. You have to be a Philadelphia lawyer to understand it, number one, except that there are parts of it that are very plain, and I didn't mean to interrupt you on that, Karen, but because there are some questions.
I tell everybody is through the centuries, and it doesn't matter where or when, we always have the same struggle. And those in power are seeking money, power, and control. And that is their ultimate ulterior motive. And they do it, and what we have to remember is that everything that we are experiencing today has a plan. Everything is connected. Nothing happens at random. And everything is built on a lie. Because the only way for them to achieve what they want to achieve, which is called outcome-based, so whether it's outcome-based education, outcome-based economics, outcome-based negotiation, it doesn't make any difference because the plan has been set in motion for them to achieve their outcome. Whether or not they're telling the truth is irrelevant as long as the ends justify the means.
So, and Karen, let me ask you this real quick. This is even going to the local level, if we might start off there. Am I correct?
This starts locally because what they realized is that in order for them to subvert our Constitution, which is what America is the last stronghold to believe in this, to deliver its people under this plan. The European Union delivered Europe, the Middle East is being delivered, and the EU, the North American Alliance is supposed to finalize and deliver Canada, America, and Mexico. And what they are doing is they are erasing our borders, and they are slowly, systematically erasing our government, and they are replacing it with unelected bureaucratic agencies. And some of them are called NGOs, which are non-government agencies. Non-government organizations. Some are just unconstitutional agencies that were created and are being now allowed over the years, like the Department of Education. And the IRS, and the Federal Reserve, some of them are, but their goal is to replace our government, and the best way to do that is to break down the localized government, break that apart, and put that under some regional plan so that the people get used to relying on things like the water management district, instead of going to their county commissioner and making a complaint about their water. So this is a systematic thing that you can see it evolved heavily right after Nixon, because he's the one that broke America into 10 regions. And now systematically those regional councils are eating away at our private property rights. Their goal is very direct, they tell you. Everything must be based on fairness. And if people own private property, and that could be your family, your business, or your real estate, if you own any of that, it may create a situation that is unfair, and then you could not have social justice. So because you could own 10 acres of land, and what if I only owned one? Well, that's not fair. So they base everything on this income equality and social justice, calling everything has to be fair, fair, fair. So basically what they believe is that people should own nothing. Everything should be owned by the government, and then it'll be fair.
Well, you know, this is something that that you brought up that is definitely in the sight of those that are on top of things, because this is what's happening today in our own country, especially with the socialism, if I might use that term, that is taking place in the United States, where if I have more than you, I have to share it. I have to give you. In order to make it equal. Otherwise, it's not fair.
That's right. That's exactly what they are presenting. And that we have a special name for that, believe it or not. That is called communism.
It is communism, and that's what I was going to bring up, because I want to ask you, you brought it up already with the private property rights, property ownership. Now, let me ask you, let me go a little bit further with that. Let's go to the farmer situation, if I might, and that would be like all forms of irrigation, pesticides, commercial fertilizers, et cetera. In respect to the farmers, how is this going to affect them? Now, I realize that the GMO right now is especially a big issue. Is this part of the Agenda 21?
Yes, they must control our food. They must disarm us. They must control our education, and they must control our health. And then, of course, they must control all the land and resources. So what they're doing is systematically chipping away. And every time we ignore them or we don't say anything and we don't fight back, they get another little piece.
So okay, now let me ask
one bite at a time.
Let me ask you a quick question on that. Is there any way that the states themselves, because I have been reading as much as I can on this, because there's so much to read and to understand, that states are trying to fight the Agenda 21 issue. Can they fight it? Karen, can they stop this?
Okay. The first thing that they had to do was destroy education, and the only way they could do that is to replace the Constitution with case law. Okay? Our Constitution, Article 4, Section 4, states that every state, and by state, our framers meant citizen. They didn't just call it, the state was the people. In the Constitution, it says that every state is guaranteed a Republican, and by Republican, they mean representative form of government, and that is guaranteed to every person in America. Well, first of all these rules and regulations are being created by people we didn't elect, so they are unconstitutional, number one. Number two, Section 1, Article 10 states that no state may make a treaty with any foreign entity. Well, every state is now they're letting foreign corporations come in and buy land, actually steal land, and they're turning our states, I believe at last count, almost a third of Iowa is owned by the Chinese. I don't know whether it's a half yet, but last time I looked, it was definitely a third.
It's a large amount. I've read that.
Amount. Okay. Well, they're not allowed to do that. That's our land. They're not allowed to sell it to anybody, not who is not an American. And then, of course, we have the 10th Amendment, which states that any of the enumerated powers, of which there is only 18 of them, that the federal government does not state in the Constitution belongs to the states. So all of these things that the federal government are doing, even though Congress gave an agency permission to do it, what they did was an act that was unconstitutional, because it does not say in the Constitution that you, a senator or a representative, may abrogate your power to a third party. It doesn't say that. It says if you create an entity, then you have to exercise oversight, you have to watch it, but they have no power to make rules, regulations, and laws. And what has happened over the years is Congress has given, for example, the EPA an extensive amount of power. Well, first of all, they had no right giving it to the EPA. That you have to understand. Then the EPA is an unconstitutional agency because if you follow the Constitution, the EPA is supposed to go out, find out what's going on in the environment, come back and report to Congress. And then Congress is supposed to report to the states, and the states are supposed to take care of whatever it is that the agency found. What has happened over the years is the power-hungry criminals, and I don't know what else to call them, communists, have taken that power. And the sad part is because the Constitution is no longer taught in school, we the people, including our attorneys, have no idea that the majority of the rules and regulations that we're following have no constitutional basis.
Well, so in other words, basically they've sold us down the drain.
Exactly. Now, if we had real people in our state house, they would be able to say, and I must say there are some states that are standing up, and the Second Amendment seems to be the hot button. And God bless Alabama. They did a perfect example. The citizens of Alabama said, we will not change our Constitution. We voted. We agreed. We said a marriage is between a man and a woman, and there will be no same-sex marriages in the state of Alabama. Well, the Fed said, yes, there is. And Alabama said, no, there isn't, and you have no right to make us.
And well, the government absolutely does not have the power over the states. Am I correct?
Correct. Because, see, the way that it's supposed to have worked is we the people created a local government. And because we the people could not, as they did in olden days, go to the town square or go to every meeting and watch their elected officials and make sure that everybody was doing the right thing, we allowed these elected officials to speak on our behalf. Now, we, the people, turned around and we said, okay, we will now create the state government, and the state elected officials will interact with our local elected officials, and the elected officials will then go to Tallahassee or your state capital and say, the people in this county need blah, blah, blah. The people in that county need blah, blah, blah. Go to Tallahassee. You get it done. Finish the end of story. Back home again.
There's approximately, now there's probably more than this now, but at least 600 United States cities who have jumped on board with Agenda 21. This could be large cities, it could be medium-sized cities, it could be small cities, whatever the case might be. Here's my question to you. How in the world are we going to stop our representatives and from moving forward with this? I mean, it was done, like you said, so many years ago, it was already planned. But now that it's in place, Agenda 21, and it is taking place because they're slowly moving in. Years ago, who was it, Gorbachev, that said, we'll take over the country without firing any shot? Well, it's happening, not necessarily by him himself, but the fact of the matter is, how are the American people going to remove these people out of office and get things back in order the way the United States should be, where the people are the government, and the people in Washington or in the state or in their local governments are the representatives?
Okay, well, first, the people have to educate themselves and get educated and pick a topic. They have to learn about it. They have to understand about it. But now they have to be willing to do the hard part, because as anybody knows, in order to be successful, you have to sacrifice. What are you willing to sacrifice? Will you go to a meeting? Will you go to your local meeting? Will you talk to your local legislators? Will you join together with other people? Will you form a common bond? Will you go out and do petitions in your neighborhood? There are many, 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 many tools that we have. We're not using them, because it's easier to hit the send button on an email than it is to go next door and knock on the door of your neighbor and say, will you sign a petition? So what has happened is the American people, through their rotten education, have learned to become complacent. And as a result of that happening, the more and more complacent we are, the more and more we lose. Every time we have fought back, we have won. Through our education, you said 600. 600 cities turned onto and chimed onto a marketing program that they were told to purchase and become part of a group called ICLEI. And ICLEI was the local, the marketing arm for Agenda 21 in America. ICLEI was supposed to go to our local legislators and tell them, oh, you want to have a sustainable city, you want grant money, we'll help you green, we'll help you do this, we'll help you do that. What they never realized is, number one, it was very expensive. Number two, if I was doing a plan for Des Moines and I was going to do a plan for Richmond, all I would be doing as ICLEI is taking out the word Des Moines and inserting the word Richmond, and you're all getting the same plan. Once we started educating the people, and remember in the beginning I said money, power, control. What are they focused on? The money. Once we started talking to the people and saying, when you go to these meetings are pre-planned. They are called Delphi meetings. That means they know the outcome of the meeting in advance. They guide the survey questions so that no matter what you say, your answers will always turn out to be the answers that they want. So if you know that in advance, and you work with people, you can go to these meetings, you can disrupt their meetings, and you can turn the meeting into how much is this going to cost and who's going to pay for it. Once you start doing that, they fall apart, because all their programs are based on fluff and hype, which is one of the reasons why they don't teach math in school anymore. Because yeah. Any person that would see these programs, the first thing that comes into your mind is, what's the return on investment? Because this is looks like it's going to be 30 years before I get a return on my investment, and by that time, 12 new things will have been created. So why do I want to do that?
Okay, so and what you're basically saying is people have got to get together, go to these meetings, their township meetings, their county meetings, their city meetings, and actually fight. I don't mean fist fight, but they have to fight in order to get this thing stopped, especially locally, because if it doesn't stop locally, it's never going to stop.
That's correct. One of the things, I'll tell you the little story of one of the things that we have told people to do. You're going to a meeting and your commissioners are telling you, or your councilmen, whatever your county calls them, that the spring in certain area is not good, and all the farmers around that spring are going to have to stop farming because they're getting too close with the fertilizer and this, that, and the other thing. Okay? Mm-hmm. So they're going to set up a conservation easement, and they're going to take the farmer's land and put it in conservation so they're not going to go near the spring. That's usually the way something like that starts. Well, the first thing you want to ask them is, since you have been in doing this, what is the quality of the water that we're talking about? Well, for the most part, you will hear that they never check the quality of the water. because everything they're doing is based on an assumption. They're on a
fact. Well, yeah. Excuse me for interrupting, but you're absolutely right. Because if you look at what is happening, and I don't know if this has any part of Agenda 21 or not, but I'm going to lead up to something here in a little bit, Karen, if I can. There's a lot of talk about, like for instance, California, Arizona, where the land is being dried up, the water's is gone, the property is going to be bought up. Because of the chemtrails, I'm sure you've heard that term. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is part of Agenda 21, yes, but it whether it is or whether it isn't.
That is the plan. You don't have to say, is it part of? The answer is, yes, it is. It's all part of the same plan. So once you start understanding that, it makes the pieces fit easier. Why are they doing this? What is their goal? What does Agenda 21 say? Well, the ultimate goal is that there should be no private ownership of land and that the government should control the food. So what's the easiest way to do that?
So we go to single family homes and we pile everybody up into the cities on top of each other.
That's right.
They've got that now, but I mean, it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. They're going to do away with suburbs?
Yes.
So that's the goal.
That is the goal. The goal is to get the people out of their cars. There will be no cars because then that would mean that people would be mobile. And if they're mobile, they can't be watched. And, of course, if you listen to Bill Gates, and this is another thing that everybody really, really, really got to understand. He's not a good guy. He believes that the earth is overpopulated.
Oh, he
and
sure
there
does.
There should be no more than a billion people on the earth. So when you watch what's going on around and you're thinking to yourself, how are they letting this happen to the Christians? How are we letting ISIS kill people? How are they telling us that it's getting warm when it's really getting cold? Don't they understand that thousands of people are going to die? Then you have to go back to the beginning, which is the land is overpopulated and we need a billion people or less. So if these other tragedies happen, it's, oh, too bad, so sad. Next, because they don't value human life. A human is only as good as their ability to work.
Okay, let me ask you this question. Because this is a goal to depopulate the world, for crying out loud, for what they want to depopulate it to, it's about the size of China, a billion people or whatever. But my point is, what are they doing to protect themselves? Have they got a secret antidote? Are they hiding someplace? Do they get to go to a cave?
Yes. And there are cities under cities right now. Go and Google the city under Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
There's a city in between Washington and Virginia. That's another one. They're all over the country. They all think that whatever catastrophe happens, that's where they're going to go to. There's only one thing that they didn't think of, and that is if it is a solar problem and we have an EMP coming from the sun, of which we're not prepared for, then all their city things under their cities, they're not going to be able to get to them.
So, well, you know, Karen, it's funny because years ago now, I'm talking about back in the 90s when I was doing radio then, there was rumors and talk about noise under the ground in New York City, in Denver, that area in Texas, in other areas, in the larger cities and larger areas. Obviously, then they were building something going on at that time that is part of this program that you're talking about.
Yes. This has been planned for a long, 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 long time. And that's one of the reasons why history is not taught either, because if history was taught and people would Google in Operation Paperclip. In between World War I and World War II, when Hitler turned his sights on the communists, because remember, the communists were in there also, and mm-hmm. the fascists didn't get along with the communists. So Hitler turned his sights on the communists, and the communists fled. And where did they flee to? They fled either to Russia or to America. Well, they came to America, and our wonderful FBI, at the request of the president and the corrupt crafts, the bankers, brought these people in who were communists, changed their names, whitewashed their background, and put them in our space program and our universities. And the biggest problem was in our universities. And then
it still
after
is.
The World War, of course, well, they didn't leave. After World War II, they realized that having a war is a world war is very expensive. They're better off having little secular wars. And they could take over America by replacing America in the universities. And remember I said the name of my school was changed, and it used to be a teacher's college, and it became part of a university. That was the transition into the university system, because Europe was universities. So here they could then begin to infiltrate the universities. Well, following the progression, let's go to the 60s for a minute. Let me go back two steps. And that is, at the end of 1950, in the 50s, I think it was 1958, if I remember correctly, Eisenhower sent a commission to Russia to study the Russian schools. And they came back with a program that was called School to Work and Cradle to Grave Education. So hold that aside for a minute. In the 60s, when Kennedy was killed, he was the messiah of my generation. He was going to take the, you know, he was the Camelot. He was going to make America whole again. It was after the war. He was going to do wonderful things for the country. Well, in November, I think it was the very beginning of November, he went, before he was killed, he went to Columbia University and made a speech. And in this speech, he said, "When I return from my trip, I will tell the American people that the office of the presidency is being subverted by a secret society." 10 days later, he was shot. The secret society that he was talking about were the banking cartels who were putting in motion the takeover of the American economy.
Was this part of the Federal Reserve?
Yes.
I remember vaguely, you know, that he wanted to do away with the Federal Reserve.
Yes.
And so therefore the banker, they weren't going to stand for this, for crying out loud.
That's right. Well, it was probably a combination, because if you remember back then, Bobby was the Attorney General, and
right.
they were on a crash course to go after the Federal Reserve and the Mafia, because in reality they were working together. So we have to understand, remember I said everything is connected? All these people all work together. The top of the hierarchy where they all sit is called the Trilateral Commission. And
yes.
if you make a pyramid out from there, on the right side would be the Republicans, and on the left side would be the Democrats. But the hierarchy, the top, is the same on both sides. That's why nothing changes, no matter the illusion of who gets elected.
So was the Council of Foreign Relations really tied in on this also?
All of these groups, the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergs, they are all underneath the Trilateral Commission. And the Trilateral Commission is the think tank where they come up with all of these schemes and plans, and these other groups are how they get them implemented. And for anybody that, you know, remember I said money, power, and control. Just think back to the United Nations, from the time of its inception, 1947. Was it 47 or 46? I don't remember. 1946. the United Nations was created, and how much money has America given to the United Nations in the past 50, 60 years? Billions, trillions of dollars. And yet, if you listen to any of the commercials, and you go back and you listen to the commercials from the 60s, you'll hear exactly the same thing. We have to eradicate world hunger. We have to take care of poverty. We can't have this disease. We have paid enough money for every person on this entire planet to be a billionaire.
Well, yes, and you took the words right out of my mouth. You must have been reading my mind, because I'm thinking all the money we poured into the United Nations, and yet we have people here in our own country, children who are starving to death. We have people who have no homes. We have people who are – now I'm going to step aside of the Agenda 21 for just a second. We've got people being beaten by our own police departments – that have even killed for no reason whatsoever, because they're what, in the way, because they're no use to society, Karen, they're doing a test program of federalizing local and state and county police departments.
Of course, don't you remember when Obama said, "I will have a domestic army as strong as the military"?
This is what I do
they
remember.
Created. Okay, well, that now you know where it's coming from. The reason why these beatings and things like this are happening, and they are happening not just with the police, it's the riots, it's the people on the subway, it's whatever, is because in school, everything is learned in school. And in school, the kids are learning that human life has no value. You are only as good as what you belong to, what group you belong to in society, and how society can marginalize you. But you as an individual are irrelevant. And that is the replacement of our education from an individual education into a group think model of common or communism, which is what is common core, is the final, well, not the final, but pretty close to the final kibosh of our American way of life.
Well, common core definitely is an issue, because I'm well familiar with that, personally, and it's amazing of how many teachers are giving up teaching because
That's
of common core.
That's the idea. The idea is, the child does not need a teacher. He needs a computer and a monitor. So the teacher is now a monitor who will go to school and will have a five-week education in, Teach for America. That's the program. And this is an offshoot of the Peace Corps. Mm-hmm. And these will be the new teachers, because the computer will handle everything, and that is what they want. They want little drones who are only capable of pushing an app. That's why we have apps, all these apps. You don't have to think. You just have to push the app, and the app will do it for you.
Well, so it's like zombies. It's like zombies. That's what they're trying to make out of our children today, and this is sad. I want to give out our phone number real quick. I know that this has been so interesting that people are probably saying, "I don't have anything to. I don't even want to call. They don't want to interrupt you." But the number is 888-627-6008. We're talking to Karen Schoen, and Karen, I got to tell you something before I go too much further. I want you to give out your website. So the people can look you up and follow you. I want to go one step further, because in the future, I do want to, because we're not going to get enough of this in tonight. I can tell you that already. I want to continue and maybe have you on as a guest again in the near future, if you can arrange that with your schedule.
It is always my pleasure, and this is my passion. I was a teacher, and I am always a teacher. That doesn't stop, whether my audience or whether my classroom is one person or whether it's 1,000 people, it does not matter. The idea is those of us that have the knowledge, if we don't share it, shame on us.
And, exactly.
Anybody can reach me at, we have several websites. KarenShone.com is my personal website where I post a lot of my blogs. You will have a sign up. I think it is not working right now, so it will be fixed. Somebody just told me the link was broken, so I have to go back and redo that, which I will do tomorrow. But you can sign up for a newsletter. We send out several. Our other website is called Agenda 21, and that's the numbers, 21, today, because what we're doing is we're showing the history and then how it relates to things that are happening to us today. Because if we don't understand where the policies came from and why they're happening, it makes it difficult for us to refute them. But once you know the plan, it's easy because they use the same model for everything. And it's very easy. The minute I hear something, I go, oh, okay, what's happening that I need to know? For example, Hillary's email nonsense garbage. What's going on that we really needed to know and be on top of is what ISIS is doing and the stupidity of this Iran deal. But instead of the media picking that up, what are we hearing? We're hearing about these stupid emails that nobody is going to ever get anything from, that everything has been hidden and erased. She's a liar and a thief, yet she's going to be the focus of the of our attention instead of what's going to happen when there's food shortages, because there's not going to be enough food because the farmers won't be able to farm because of the weather. So you have to think, okay, why are they focusing on that? What's going on around us? And then start digging. And once you begin to do that, then you begin to see how transparent they really are. And by transparent, I mean they're following the same plan, and it makes it easy to know what's going to happen next.
Well, Karen, there's so much in that it just, I mean, there's so much, it's almost like a world.
It is. All I can say is it is, it is, and it is. And everybody can't know everything. What you have to do is understand what is important to your local community and focus on that first. There are wonderful tools. There are websites. Our website, agenda21today.com, is connected to fabulous other websites. We give seminars. We do all kinds of things like that. I have a radio show. It's called American Freedom Watch Radio.
Yep.
That anybody can find on Facebook, get connected. Most important, though, is get the emails and follow the links so that you get a clear understanding of history, because history repeats itself. And those that don't understand it are doomed to fail because they're going to follow the same failed path. And I think somebody said yesterday, which I thought was really, really good, progressives change history so that they can tell the outcome of the future. That's the way it works. So if you understand history, you will know what the outcome of the future is going to be. But what progressives do is they will change the history so that their outcome will fit along those lines. And that's why they take history out of school. So the most important thing that we have to do is to get our kids out of these schools. There's no other way to accomplish anything, because again, it's money, power, and control.
Well, let me ask you, homeschooling. More and more people want to do homeschooling, but states are even trying to stop that. What is our fight there?
You cannot stop it. That's number one, because there is no constitutional right to stop it, and you have to know the Constitution in order to be able to do that. And what I'm recommending in our area here is that people that cannot homeschool start the church schools again and form a co-op with people in your neighborhood and start homeschooling, because your children are never going to learn the truth in school, and they will become wards of the state, and that's all that is going to be left for them until, unless we fight this now on the grounds that we have in front of us. There are things that we can do. Petitions that we can do. There are affidavits that we can do. But the most important thing right now is to find a group of like-minded people in your community and focus on your community, so that when they come in from the water management district and they say, we're going to take that piece of land as a conservation easement or some endangered bird, you have the right to say, where is your warrant, and get off my land, and no, you're not going to do that. But more important, you have the right to go to your councilman and say to them, do you understand that every piece of property that you put in conservation is a piece of property that comes off the tax rolls, and you will have no money because you're not raising our taxes?
This becomes another question that we're not going to probably have enough time to spend on. But the police state term that I'm using is this where it's going to be, where they're going to be forceful to where the farmer? What's going to happen to the farmer?
Let's go backwards a little bit. I'm going to tell you about the farmers in our area. You want to keep your land, the first thing that you have to do is post on your land, no trespassing. And make sure that that sign is really clear. When one of these officials comes to your property, the next thing out of your mouth should be, do you have a warrant? Because they don't. You then should turn around and make sure that your sheriff in your county, who is the most important and the highest authority in the country, is the sheriff of a county. The sheriff of a county has the right to tell the feds, get out of my county.
And that is happening in some areas.
Yes. So you've got to make sure that you have the right people in office. You've got to vet your sheriff. Make sure your sheriff understands the Constitution. Make sure that when you say to your sheriff, if the feds come and they are trying to do something unconstitutional, who would you protect, me or the feds? And if they hesitate one second, then you know they're not the right person, because the answer is you. They must protect you. That is their job. Their job is not to get handouts from the feds. Here's the other thing. People say, well, we can't live without the grants from the feds. Well, that's a crock of crap. Because I asked them, well, how much money for that did you get to implement that mandate? Let's take a simple one, like technology for Common Core. We were told every school has to have the technology in place for Common Core. And here's $1 million to put it in place. Well, when you cost it out, it cost $5 million. If you didn't take the million, you wouldn't be spending the five. So you got to understand the way finances work. I asked school district, how much money do you get from the federal government to implement the school programs? And I was told about 20% of budget. I said, how much does it cost you to implement the programs? Oh, it costs them about 60% of budget. Well, if you didn't take the 30, you wouldn't be spending the 60. So you got to understand and be able to manage your own finances within your own community, because that's really the way our country was set up. We weren't supposed to be getting handouts from the feds to take mandates for programs that we don't want and that are never what they are laid out to be, because once you open the door for the feds, they are in your life forever.
Well, it's happening now, and there's no doubt about it. There's so many people, Karen, and I'm sure you agree with me on this, that say, you know, we are just plain afraid of the government.
Well, my ancestors were Jewish, and many of them wound up in the oven by being afraid of the government. And I'm one of the people that says never again. So I am not going to allow that to happen to me again. I don't care. What are you going to be afraid of? Are they going to arrest the whole entire town? I don't think so. Will they try to make your life miserable? Absolutely, but you can make it miserable back. That's the problem. Every place in this country where people have fought back, the majority of them have won. And we're not fighting. That's our problem. We have turned into a nation of wusses because we have allowed the wussism to go through and be filtered through our schools. And anybody can call me at any time. My cell number is 954-864-0530. Again, that's 954-864-0530. And if I can't help you, I have people that we work with. We are called Agenders, and it is a loose organization of people who are fighting the tenets of Agenda 21 throughout the country. And remember when you said 600 cities had participated? They expected 1,000, but because of our work, they are losing city after city after city as people realizing.
Karen, I hate to interrupt you on this, but we've got about 20 seconds and we're off the air. This has been a fantastic show, and I certainly hope that you'll come back.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
You've been a great host, a lot of information, and I want to thank all of our listeners for listening in, and we will have this on the American Truth Finders site if you missed the show or know somebody who has. Karen, again, thank you so much. And ladies and gentlemen, go to her site by all means, and I'm going to post it on my website so that you'll have it. In the meantime, we'll see you in 2 weeks. We've got a special show coming up, and I'll let you know what that is and on my website. In the meantime,
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you for everything. Thank you for everything.
Thank you, Karen.